Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The third baseman, Brent Gates. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gates strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Ventura for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron hits a fly ball towards right. Lawton catches it and throws to first to double up Ordonez. 2 outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Mike Caruso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Durham. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Durham steals second. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 0 for 1 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton strikes out. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coomer scores. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso misplays the ball. That's an error on Caruso. Walker moves to second. Keith Folk now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien is hit by the pitch. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Caruso is 0 for 2 in the game. Caruso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Durham moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 2 in the game. Gates strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from O'Brien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a pop-up into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Norton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Walker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton strikes out. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coomer hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Caruso reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Durham steals second. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Caruso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a line drive into left field. Cordova picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cordova. Durham scores. Caruso moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Karchner, and towards Caruso, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to third. 1 out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball towards left. Bell catches it and throws to home to double up Steinbach. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Norton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Norton strikes out. The ball gets by Steinbach. He chases the ball to the backstop. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 0-for-3 in the game. Gates strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molitor is hit by the pitch. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Cordova moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Cordova tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton advances to second in unknown way. Lawton moves to second. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cordova scores. Lawton scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bill Simas now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez, who is chasing the ball. Steinbach reaches third base with a triple. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 5, White Sox, 5. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Abbott pinch hits for Charlie O'Brien. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso bunts towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Chad Kreuter now catching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-4 in the game. Gates bunts and there's an error on the play. Nixon moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Nixon scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Denny Hocking now playing second base. Orlando Merced now playing first base. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ventura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Norton strikes out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ventura moves to second. Chris Snopek pinch runs for Robin Ventura. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-4 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snopek scores. Ordonez moves to second. It's Twins, 6, White Sox, 6. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguilera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Snopek now playing third base. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawton moves to third. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. Lawton scores. One out. It's 7-6, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-4 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up towards first. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Bell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Will Cordero pinch hits for Chris Snopek. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Bell moves to second. It's Twins, 7, White Sox, 7. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Norton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Cordero moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.